As I stand here and look in the hall this morning, I see the words above us, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I want to thank our colleagues at the bar and the past presidents who have presided over the 8-year process. I want to thank them for having a vision so that we could follow forward on that. I want to thank Chairman Cox and Senator Justice for catching that vision early and for leading us to this point. Thank you both for your leadership very much. I want to thank our partners who are here, who have come to the table and have offered us their wisdom. I want to thank, speaking of wisdom, he was not a thorn. I want to thank Representative Cox. I consider him a wise sage, and I appreciate his wisdom and experience in helping us navigate this path. One of our highest priorities is a strong, effective criminal justice system that protects the lives, the liberty, and the property of our citizens. We need to deal justly, and we need to deal swiftly with those who commit crimes, especially violent ones. A clear, concise, and understandable criminal code provides judges, prosecutors, and public defenders with the tools they need to deal effectively with those violent offenders. However, maintaining the criminal code is not a 3-year or even an 8-year or 10-year process. It needs to be a process of constant quality improvement. Representative Cox and I are pursuing legislation in Senate Bill 575 and Senate Bill 621, as well as other bills, to create a joint committee focused on our justice system, with a permanent subcommittee on the Missouri Criminal Code. The Criminal Code Subcommittee will conduct and supervise a continuing program of revision designed to maintain the cohesiveness, the consistency, and the effectiveness of the criminal laws of our state. Every 10 years, it will recommend criminal code revision bills to the General Assembly. I want to wrap up today by making note of where we stand. We do not stand on the Senate side. We do not stand on the House side of this building. We stand here in the middle, in the hall of the people. We have come together and we have gotten the job done. And I thank everyone behind me, and I thank those who have helped.